Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 40 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Clear. 41 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Clear. 41 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Sunny. 46 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 47 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 47 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Sunny. 47 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
K-B-A-D-O-E-K-E-A-C-E-K. boogly, Phil. What's going on?
I'm sitting here shocking my behind the TENS unit.
Hot one, huh? Yeah, I got the dual trace. I think you may have ordered the same one, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. This is the first time I'm just using one side. I had it a little up higher in my lower back, and now I've got down it like an hour later lower on my lower back, trying to see if that helps. I kind of had a rough morning walking around and stuff up the street with the old lady. Didn't feel too damn good.
It is the best thing for it. Now, what I do is I cross them on the spot where it's messed up, and then I bring the one as hot as I can deal with it, and then I start the second one, and then I'll raise that first one up again a little bit because that second one will kind of distract it, and then I'll let it run out for the full time limit, and then go back and forth between hot and cold. I don't know if that's the right way to do it, but eat some anti-inflammatories and relax until you do your walking.
Yeah,
hit it again before you go to bed.
It didn't bother me too bad last night. I slept halfway decent. You know, some nights I wake up multiple times anyways with my leg and stuff bothering me. But, man, I did some stretches and stuff this morning and it seemed to make stuff worse. So that by the time I went walking with her, it was pretty tough. I mean, not as bad as it's been in the past, but not good. Let's just put it that way.
Test it again when you go to lay down. It'll help, but don't OD on them inflammatories. They're not good for you. And the one, what was the one I couldn't do? The one you can't mix the ibuprofen with Plavix. Some types of meds don't mix with those.
Yeah, right on. You got to be careful, I know. Anyway, I haven't been taking any meds in a while, in weeks actually. Because I've been doing reasonably well, but, you know, once in a while I guess it flares up a little bit. I must have ticked that nerve off doing some stretches this morning.
Done with what you were doing. You're not standing on the concrete. You're not twisting, trying to jock them guys around and do the repairs and pull all them heavy pieces out of there. So that all of that stuff's going to help. But there's neither of us young, so you know you're going to deal with it. Especially if they can't do anything surgically to relieve any of the stress. Stay off M15. We're not gonna be driving around up and down 15 tomorrow because tomorrow starts the garage sales, and I don't attend them because I've got too much crap to get rid of already.
Yeah, thanks for the warning. I forgot about those garage sales. Yeah, always a fun time dodging the cars and the idiots and all that stuff. But I agree with you on too much stuff. Same here.
Find out what else is on this lighter circuit, or I'm going to have to do some rewiring because it's popping them 20-amp cigarette fuse. I got a breaker coming that'll reset itself, but the fuse isn't blowing in the radio itself, so it's got to be something. Man, they're just setting up all over. It's going to be a zoo tomorrow.
So it's not blowing the fuse integral with the vehicle, it's blowing the inline fuse with the rig?
I'm putting a breaker in the vehicle because it's popping a 20, but the fuse that's in the rig is not popping. So it's not overloading the factory fuse in the rig.
Okay, good, that's good. Yeah, it's wild, man. Interesting.
I know, well, and you're running, are you running that radio up at the 25 watts or whatever? Guys, we wouldn't be talking no more and pop that fuse. I'm putting a breaker in there so it'll reset itself, but I got to dig around. I think I got a schematic for this that shows if there's, I think there's something else, because it'll run for days on end not have a problem. But every once in a while, something happens. I don't know if it's when I'm running heater or something kicks on and it, maybe the air conditioner or something for the defrost. I don't know, but it pops it. And, no, I'm only running like 10 watts.
Yeah, okay, well, that's wild. What a bummer, man. Hey, you need to direct tap off to the battery or something.
If I get this thing to lock up a little more trustworthy, I'll probably put my old Kenwood I got from Chuck. He's been dead for a while, but that does a solid 50. Thing is, it doesn't have any kind of receive PL, which is all right. But what I would do with that is I would put a fuse buddy in there, and I would tap off of an ignition source and run a relay and a secondary fuse and then feed that Kenwood, bolt it in the car, hide it somewhere in the car and bolt it in, and then I'd do 50 watts with this antenna. That would be just fine, I think.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Maybe Simplex would be better, too. You wouldn't have to change repeaters as often.
You were gunning me with that beam I set you up with, and you were able to steer it. The problem with that is, need more beams. We need some to run vertical and some to run horizontal. I would like to go horizontal with them for point to point, and then especially for single sideband. But it is what it is. What we need to do is duplicate that particular beam, because that's an easy build, really simple, really cheap build, really great design, and it didn't have a lot of noise. KB8OOE. Make sure we ID.
Yes, sir. KB8OOE.
I don't know if I'm making it in right now or not, because I'm in them hills going into Otter Lake.
You're still doing okay. So where are you guys headed?
Still dealing with that Ford. There's a million spots to put fluids in, and I gotta baby that thing to get it right enough where she can operate it. She's got two messed up feet. And she had a mild stroke, and she's going to be mowing that lawn with that. It is like a Jubilee. I think it's pretty much in that series. I think the drive is a little different, the transmission and things like that. But it's got the overhead valves. It's not an 8-9 or a 2N L-head, flat-head design.
Okay. Would she have like a brush hog she drags around behind it like my dad has?
I wish. Apparently they got a deal on a couple flail mowers, which have about a million teeth on them. I don't care for them. Personally, they do a better job mowing, but you want them to mow right, they're high maintenance.
Yeah, I don't remember who made that brush hog my dad had. It was like a lighter kind of a blue color, if I remember, but man, that thing was solid. I remember my mom, she forbade him to run the tractor, hook up, or do anything, because he went to hook up the drive shaft and stuff to the tractor and wasn't paying attention, and the knuckle, you know, on the shaft swung down and pinched his finger, his thumb, or something. Heck, and that was big and heavy duty. He could have been injured, or maybe he wouldn't have been able to work. So I had experience messing with tractors and stuff, so I ended up being the guy to, for years after that, run that tractor and push snow and mow and do all that stuff. my poor dad wasn't allowed to touch it anymore.
Yeah, them stump jumpers, that's the disc with the pair, with the two blades or four blades. Boy, I'll tell you. What? Oh, yeah, the gas light just come on, idiot light. Anyways, those are, man, I just had somebody do some horrible stuff to me out here on the road. A bird. I flew in the Canadian bird. Anyways, I got the goose. So, with them blades that fold up on the disc, those are really nice when you hit something you're not supposed to, right? But, you know, you really got to keep those sharp. Otherwise, the flail mower does a much better job.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, my dad had a set of, it plows, he had a disc and a drag and a box hooked up to it. I used to have a lot of fun out there on his little hobby farm messing around with stuff. I had my aunts come all the way up from Detroit to get stuff I grew in the garden. It was a lot of fun.
Going to see if my cousin's here at the station. Don't look like it. I got a little Chinese bee bonnet for her.
Man, it's hard to believe it's already about the end of the week.
I don't know. Don't look like she's here. I don't know if he is either. Your truck's here.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees.
Doesn't she have a sexy voice?
I didn't catch that. Let me get back with you in a second. I'm here at Eric and Tracy's place. KB8OE.
All right, Mike. KB8OE. KEHE. Clear. This is WA8MAC in Mount Clemens. We will be disconnecting from Central Michigan momentarily for training and our net tonight. We plan to reconnect sometime after 8 p.m. This is N8WRO in Richmond. Clear.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees.
This is an ERF testing.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
This is K0HDP doing a radio check. Check, 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 check.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
K-E-A-W-U-O. Go ahead, Cliff.
Yeah, it turned into a slow night, not a lot of orders. I just made my last drop at 15 at Dodge Park. I parked at the 7-Eleven. You want to try that DMR simplex?
Yeah, I'm at my QTH right now. You want to wait like 10 minutes for me to get in the car and get over in location?
Well, I'm what? 2 miles from your house, we could try it at this distance.
Gotcha, okay. Well, I don't know that that will give us the answer that we're looking for, but I'll head out to the car and see what we can find out.
All right, copy that. Like I said, I just want to make sure everything's configured correctly, and they'll talk to each other simplex, that's all.
All right, yeah, I just got outside. I'm going to start up the car and start up the radio. We're doing 146.58, right?
Oh, we can do that one if you want to, but I was hoping to check out the DMR simplex on 451.
Still over here, right?
Yes, yes I am. But I've got both of them up on this radio.
John, K-E-A-W-U-O-N-A-W-R-O.
Hey, Jim, I don't think his hotspot makes it.
Good evening. 21 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. Updated weather. Frost advisory. Good evening. 22 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Frost advisory. You're connected to CMN Network. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good evening. 23 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost advisory.